ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. That question is about the 190th verse of Surah A'raf. In Surah A'raf, verse 190, God Almighty says the following, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا جَعَلَ لَهُ شُرَكَى. This verse can be translated as, when we gave them a righteous child, they set up partners for him, set up partners for God. A lot of people, keeping in mind that a portion of the previous verse, the verse prior to this, is about the prophet Adam. A lot of people who encounter this verse, they are under the impression that this verse is about the prophet Adam and his wife Eve, and they say that this means that when the prophet Adam and prophet and his wife Eve, they gave birth to a child, they became polytheists. So this is a misgiving that, you know, some people mention with respect to this verse. In general, we know that the prophets are infallible, so this interpretation cannot be accepted. The question then arises as to how exactly do we interpret this verse then, if we don't interpret it in that way? According to some Quranic commentators, what this verse wants to say is this. According to some reports, the Lady Eve, she always bore twins whenever she bore a child. One was a girl, one was a boy. So the pronoun here in the verse refers to the two children of Adam and Eve, meaning these two children of Adam and Eve, which were born by Eve, they set up partners for God and became polytheists. This is a possible interpretation that could be given for this verse. Some Quranic commentators belonging to the Ahl Sunnah have said that the pronouns here in the verse, they do in fact refer to Adam and Eve. However, it doesn't mean that these two people, this prophet and his wife began worshipping, idols or became idolaters or polytheists. Rather, it means that when their child was born, they were tricked by Satan into naming them Abdul Hars and Abdul or Abdul Haris, both of which are names of Satan. And in this way, they set up partners for God from this point of view. The same Mufassir, Quranic commentator, says that this is not, however, a sin. It's not a sin because naming somebody in this way is not technically polytheism, and it's not considered a sin. However, this is also something that we cannot accept. It's not compatible with the station of prophethood and its infallibility. So therefore, it's unacceptable. So the first of the two interpretations we mentioned is more likely. However, there are other interpretations which, God willing, we will allude to in some of our forthcoming discussions. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at 190th verse of Surah A'raf and its interpretation. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.